Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you doing? Yeah. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, barakallahu feekum. I'm having a lot of internet problems today. Oh Lord. So, make dua ya jama'ah. But jokes aside, it just it's just been like one of those days. So, let's try inshallah ta'ala to get through this inshallah. Okay, I am going to just share my screen momentarily here. If you give me a minute to do that, that will be really good. Okay, alhamdulillah. All right. I don't know where it is. There it is. Yes. All right. Alhamdulillah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabb. Jazakallahu khairan. Okay. I'm going to keep my video off, even though, as you can, I'm right here. But I'm going to keep this off just to save a little bit of bandwidth. I don't know if it does anything at all. It makes any iota of difference or not, but I feel that it might, given the fact that there is a little bit less being broadcasted. So Allah al-Musta'an, let's get started inshallah ta'ala. I will try my hardest this Ramadan to not make dua against my internet providers who have been such bums. All right. Let's get started. We're going to do three things today. Okay, we're going to do a recap of pointing isms, inshallah, and finish up our study of Mubdal and Badal. Then we're going to look at something that I had mentioned in the syllabus as a later thing, which is sentences as a maf'ul, right? If you see it here, one of the topics that we want to discuss in advanced sentences is sentences as a maf'ul. Now, I'm going to introduce this topic today, inshallah. Okay? Don't worry if you don't get it today, but I think you will see it and appreciate it, inshallah. Just give me a sec, hold on. All right. So, the sentences as a maf'ul is coming. We were supposed to cover al-ladhina, yes, by the mushrik, but I don't want to start al-ladhina right now because we won't have time to complete it. So it's best that we started after Ramadan, okay? In the interim, there is a couple other concepts that we can fill in. This one in particular, sentences as a maf'ul. And this one will help us understand al-ladhina, al-ladhina. All right? And then what happens if a pointing ism isn't a mubdal and the word after it isn't a badal? What happens to that sentence? And this is going to be an interesting one. And you know, in this we'll also recap our favorite lamb. You know what our favorite lamb is? Recap of our favorite lamb. What is that? The slipping one. There we go. The slipping lamb. All right, we'll recap that as well. So you will enjoy that. Inshallah. All right, so those are the main things that we're going to do today, inshallah ta'ala. Let's get started. Recap of the pointing isms. Ya jama'a. We have pointing isms that are for near and pointing isms that are for far. Correct? Yes or no? All right, very good. Alhamdulillah. What is the... How do I say this for the masculine? That is indeed hadha. Well done. How do I say this for the feminine? That is most definitely hadhihi. Very nice. Okay. How do I say these for the masculine? These. Very good. And how do I say these for the feminine? Also, ha'ulai. Very good. The same. Excellent. It's number and gender we just discussed, right? Singular, masculine, singular, plural, plural, you know, plural. So singular, masculine, singular, feminine, plural, masculine, or feminine. We already talked about the number and the gender, right? Now, let's talk about the status. What's the status of these pointing isms that we have learned? What is the status of hadha? Status, yeah, Brother Danish. Okay, better question. That's not a good, very precise question, because you could be like, what does that mean? Okay. Is the status of a pointing ism, or the way we tell the status of a pointing ism, is it mu'arab or mabni? It is indeed mabni, right? So hadha marfu' is going to be hadha, right? Except the pair. Thank you, Sister Halima, for that, right? Hadha is going to be for marfu hadha. For mansub hadha. For majrur hadha. Right? Is ha'ulai majrur? Ha'ulai is a kasra. Ha'ulai. Is it majrur? Can be, right? But it's mabni. Okay, is it because of the kasra that is majrur? No, alhamdulillah. Right? Because it is mabni. That is how it looks. You know, it always wears the same uniform. That's what Asif uncle, Ustad Asif says. You know, Ustad Asif, the Medina, my teacher, alhamdulillah, the one who teaches the Medina books, he would say, like, Mabini, you know, how the kids go to school, like Islamic schools or private schools, they wear a uniform, right? And he's like, it's like they wear the same uniform every day. That's what Mabini is. Same uniform every day. Oh, no. Oh, shoot. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me? Yay. Alhamdulillah. As predicted, my internet died. And Allah al-Musta'an. All right. Just give me a moment here. Let me just figure something out. No. But you're going to break my chair. Please stop doing that. Sorry about that, people. Just 1 second. Okay. La ilaha illallah. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Can you guys hear me okay? Oh, I know, subhanAllah. All right, alhamdulillah. Okay, now let's go back to our our discussion. Alhamdulillah, we were doing the I don't know who that is. No, it's not a business plan to Al-Kawthar. This is like a personal expense. But I should perhaps bill it. Right, yes, I don't know who this God 2.4 is. Gotta make friends with this guy. He's always on. Allahu Akbar. All right. So status is mabni except the pair. And the type. Type is what, dear people? Type is always definite. Okay, very good. Thank you. Always definite. Okay, let's do the far. Okay, the pointing isms for far. How do I say that? Masculine. How do I say that? Feminine. Tilka, mashallah, very nice. Thalika, that masculine. Tilka, that feminine. Okay. How do I say those? Feminine. Feminine. You're right. What about masculine? Those masculine. For both. Walhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khair. Well done, mashallah. Okay, so those are the pointing isms, and their status and type is the same situation, right? So that is very good. Jazakumullah khairan. All right, now we proceed with mubdal is usually the pointing ism, correct? Yes or no? Mubdal is usually the pointing ism. I say usually because there are instances where mubdal is something else, but we won't concern ourselves with that. For us at this moment, this is what it is. The badal, what are the two main conditions for badal? Has to have al, excellent. Number two, all four properties have to match, right? Yes or no? Has to have al, and all of the four properties must match. Status, number, gender, type, right? Yes or no? Excellent, barakallahu fikum. This is very good. Okay, let's proceed now with the examples. This is the examples in the book. I'm just going to keep my screen on this one. This is example, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the example from that the section of the book that talks about, the examples of مُبْدَل and بَدَل from Surah Baqarah. All right. It's fitting, subhanAllah, that right now, as we're either many of you are already in Ramadan or some of us are about to enter Ramadan, subhanAllah, we are talking about Surah Al-Baqarah because that's like the place you should pick up your recitation, inshallah ta'ala. All right. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This sentence I have labeled this part as gray. I've labeled this part as gray. Sentence that's colored as gray here is actually what's called a jumla al-istitradiyya, which is a jumla in parentheses. You know parentheses, how something goes in a bracket? That is what this jumla is. Now, we haven't learned this yet, but I'm just pointing this out to you that for the sake of our analysis, don't worry about what this sentence is at the moment. Okay? But before we go ahead with that, let us actually translate this. Okay? And as we're translating it, let's actually try to get a understanding of mubdal and badal. Okay, so is my mubdal, do I have a pointing ism here? Alhamdulillah, and that is thalika. Very good. All right, now thalika is my pointing ism. Excellent. Al kitabu, is that my badal? Yes, because it has the al and all four properties are matching. Correct? Yes or no? Alhamdulillah. Very nice, mashallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay, now I have this covered. What is the status of dhalika, do you think? it's going to be marfu, right? And the easy way to do this is, you know, the badal is marfu, so the mubdal is also marfu because they match in all four properties, right? Okay, let's translate this first. Thalika al-kitab. Thalika means that, right? So let's start with that. Thalika al-kitabu. So literally, it's that book. Okay, I'll tell you why it's that book in a bit. Okay, that's okay. Now, I'm going to take the jumla in the parentheses and put it between two hyphens. Is that okay? What does la mean? No. Excellent. No or not. But in this case, as you will see from the context, it is no. What is raiba? Raib is doubt. La raiba. No doubt. Fihi. No doubt. In it. It referring to the book, right? Okay. La raiba fihi. All right. Hudan. What does hudan mean? Hudan means a guidance. Okay. Guidance. Lil muttaqin. Li. Or al muttaqin. The people of taqwa. The ones who have taqwa, the righteous, the ones with taqwa. I don't know what is like a good translation of muttaqin, you know, like God conscious is a good one. But it's a lot of words, man. A lot of syllables. God conscious. I always mess up. I always like not pronounce the S or the N or something. I think guidance for the, how about pious? Like a small, nice ball word. As you can see, the translation obviously is not doing justice to the meaning of the word. Is that all right, though? Just for the sake of the translation, right? That book, no doubt in it, we should say is a guidance for the pious, right? Yes or no? We should have the is here. Now, did you know La Raib? Do you know anybody by that name? I met a boy once. It was like a youth program and I asked him, what's your name? He's like, my name is La Raib. I was like, what? It's like, is it like LeBron? La, and then capital R. And I was like, oh boy. Your parents have named you after, like, it's like, it's not an ism, man. You are a harf and an ism. How could that be your name? I have a cousin or one of my family members. Their kid is named Warisha. So when I first heard the name, I was like, what is this name? I can't understand it. And then I figured out it is actually Rishan. Rishan the ism in mansub form. Rishan. But the ayah says, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشًا. Rish is a very nice, mashallah, tahleema, feather. It's something that, you know, is beautiful, right? Allah says, we've sent down clothes for you. يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ, that protects your private parts, covers your private parts. وَرِيشًا, and it is a way to make yourself look nice, right? That's what clothes do. So, Rishan is the ism, mansub. Risha is when you stop on it for tajweed purposes. The wow before is a connector wow. Miskeen girl is now named after a connector wow and a mansub ism that you stop at. Warisha. Like, that's a harf and that's an ism. What is going on? And why is the ism always mansub? This miskeen girl. Why can't she ever be marfu? All right. I never said that to people, though. Those are just thoughts in my head that I kept to myself. that's warith, yeah, brother Mushfiq. Warith with a tha. I tried to play this game with my sister-in-law once, and she was very upset because her name also was like grammatically not accurate. And then she was like, look, that's what happens when you learn too much Arabic. Stop it. That didn't go that well for me. Alhamdulillah. Anyway, jokes aside, لا ريب فيه ذلك الكتاب. One of the reasons why ذلك is used here is because ذلك, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing perhaps to the book in Lawh al-Mahfuz, or perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the ism for far to show that this book is meant to be something that's elevated, right? ذلك الكتاب, it's elevated, right? It's not like something that's debased. It's meant to be high in standing and stature. And it could also be a reference to the fact that the book will become compiled, because the Quran wasn't compiled when this ayah was revealed, right? ذلك الكتاب. Could be all three of those possibilities are all true at the same time. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so do you get why it's that book? All right, people, alhamdulillah. Now, I want to also do one quick thing here with you before I unleash. I want to do this before this becomes like a problem. Okay, so now they translated as this because that book is kind of an awkward way to translate, right? But this is a thing that gets lost in translation. You would read it as a student of Arabic and you're like, why is it that book? Right? And then you can, inshallah, one day, as we will work towards that, open up a basic tafsir and figure that answer out yourself, or read an explanation of it and inshallah get that deeper understanding, right? But this is lost in translation 100%. All right. Now, here is the question. Hudan, what are the root letters for Hudan? Let's try again, Sahanima. Close. Ha, dal, and ya. Ah, there we go. Okay. Ha, dal, ya. Okay. Here is the fi'l. Okay. Here is the fi'l. Hada. Yahdi. What kind of fi'l is this? This is regular or irregular? Irregular. Command from this is ihdi. Very interesting, right? If you do chop chop here, you chop the ya or the ta, and then you chop the yas last ya, and it becomes ihdi. That's why we have ihdina siratul mustaqim, right? Ihdi. It's masdar, if it's written as indefinite, is hudan. Where is the tanween, by the way? Is it on R3 or is it on R2? Interesting. Is that regular or irregular? That's totally irregular. Okay. If you write it as al, it will be al. Al what? Some of you might know this. Al Huda. Alhamdulillah. Al Huda. All right. These two are the masters, by the way. These two are the masters. That is the master right there, hudan. Now, this is an irregular fi'il, and even its master is a, you know, troublemaker. Irregular one, all right? This word, this master, in fact, all the masters of all of these kind of irregular fi'ils, where you have, R3 as a root letter, or R3 as a irregular letter, yeah. These masters, not always, but very frequently, most of the time, are mabni. They are mabni. Okay? In the sense that when they are written this way, it is hudan when it's marfu', hudan when it is mansub, hudan when it is majroor. You with me, people? It is marfu', hudan. Mansub, hudan, majrur. Majrur what? What is it going to be? Hudan. Very interesting. It's like a bizarre tanween, right? Like, look how irregular it is. It's breaking our rules of tanween. Tanween is supposed to be on the last letter, right? But this word is like, forget that. I'm going to be on R2. Okay? Same thing for the masdar when it is definite. right? You might have seen this this word in the Quran, al-huda, right? Inna huda Allahi huwa al-huda, right? Same exact appearance when it is marfu, mansub, and majrur. Okay, I'm just mentioning this to you as an FYI. Why is it tashkil on R3? There is actually nothing. It's a sukoon. It's a sukoon. Okay. In fact, this is treated like a little alif. Okay. All right. Now, alif maqsura, exactly. Now that you know this, there's a reason why I was doing this. Because I didn't want to spring this surprise upon you. Now that you know this, tell me the mubtada. And inshallah, after this, we'll take the maghrib break, inshallah. What is the mubtada, ya people? The mubtada is dhalika. Well done. And the mubtada is going to start at the beginning, right? Right here, dhalika. Yes or no? The sentence starts here. Okay? All right. The sentence in the middle, la rayba fihi, ignore that. Just ignore that for the purposes of our analysis. Okay? All right. The mubtada obviously is also a mubdal, and the badal is al kitab, right? Alhamdulillah. All right. What is my khabar, ya people? Second marfu ism. This would be hudan. Alhamdulillah. Well done. Jazakumullah khairan. You're okay with understanding this, right? Like maybe this is a new concept. I should have added that to the list, right? The mustar of a weak fair. But khalas, it's okay. I'll add that later. This is something we will cover extensively, later on, inshallah, how to understand isms like these. We assume it to be marfu'. Okay. Look at the translation, Brother Raid. What does it say? That book is a guidance, right? When you translate it, right? In the translation, when we were doing it before I wrote is, you guys just said a guidance, right? But then, naturally, is will come here. So we know is going to be khabar, right? The translation informs us about the analysis. Make sense? Alhamdulillah. All right, and then what else? What would be lil muttaqin? Barakallahu feekum. Great question. Lil muttaqin would be related. Jazakumullah khairan. Harf jar ism majrur ahsantum. All right, well done. Barakallahu feekum. That was awesome. And the book, there's no doubt in it, is a guidance for the pious. Walillahil hamd. All right, next example we're going to do is watilkal amthalu nadribuha lil nas. Get it? Next example. Okay, never mind. I'll get to that inshallah. After the Maghrib break, bi'inillahi ta'ala, jazakumullahu khairan. We have a few examples today from the Quran. Inshallah, a few examples. All of today will be a Quran study session, inshallah. So don't worry. We're going to focus a lot on this. But we are trying to not just study stuff that's stuff you've already seen. It's just more examples of exactly the same thing. I'm trying to bring you something that the example has a advanced concept that we will talk about extensively later, but we'll introduce it today. Okay. All right. So the moral of the story is: don't freak out if you don't get it right away. Inshallah. Be right back. Barakallahu feekum. Zoom recording, because that is very important. Okay. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. This is from the same ayah, right? From Surah Al-Hashr, in which Allah says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يتفكرون. You might remember this ayah from when we studied لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن, right? Remember that هذا القرآن, and also was هذا القرآن with another ayah, and هذا القرآن another ayah. Okay, now here we are with وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. Okay. Is there... Let's actually talk about amthal. What are the root letters for amthal? Can you guess or can you tell? Amthal. Meem, tha, and lam, right? So it's a tha, right? Tha, libata, tha, tha. Okay, very good. The word is mathalun. Mathalun is an example. The plural, excuse me, of it is amthal. Okay? Plural of mathal is amthal. You with me, Huba? Okay. Tell me about this plural. Is it a human or non-human plural? It is a non-human broken plural. Okay. You'll write this. Non-human broken plural. Okay. Very nice. So, if that is the case, what is amthal grammatically? What is al-amthal grammatically? Singular feminine. Excellent. Ahsantum. What is al-amthal? In meaning. Singular or plural? In meaning it is... It's plural. Yes, alhamdulillah. In meaning it is plural. Please keep that distinction in mind. Grammatically, it's treated as a singular feminine. In meaning, it's a plural. Alright? Okay, that's important. Now, tell me, what is my pointing ism in this ayah? It is tilka, right? It is tilka. Excellent. Is tilka and al-amthalu, is this mubdal and badal? Is it? Aha, why do you say that, people? Because... Because of what? There's an al here. Very nice. And all four properties matches. Really? Tilka is... Let's see. Tilka is singular and feminine. Al-amthalu grammatically is singular, feminine. Correct? Alhamdulillah. Amthalu and tilka are both marfu. Amthalu is clearly marfu with the dhamma. Tilka, as you will see, is also marfu'. Okay? And they're both definite, so that is great. Okay, now translate this for me, people. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالِ. Keep in mind the meaning. Ah, mashallah, you guys are awesome. If I was to say that, it won't, like, the meaning won't work, right? And those examples. Yeah. Hey, don't worry. It's all good, Brother Red. Those examples, right? Those examples. But grammatically, right? We'll write this. Grammatically, this is like examples, right? That's what it is like, literally, grammatically. But obviously, we're not going to translate it that way. And those examples. Okay, very good. What about those examples? The next word is nadribuha. Nadribuha linnasi. Let's get to that in a minute. Okay. Now, you can. Is that example? Or the grammar? Yeah. Oh, I just removed that just to show you, just like that. Yeah. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Right. Like, now let's look at the analysis. What is my mubtada? So that would be obitilka, right? It is marfu. It is my first marfu ism. It is also, as we have agreed upon, mubdal and badal, correct? Mubdal and badal, alhamdulillah. Okay, now what is the khabar for this jumla? The sentence. The sentence, the entirety of the sentence, yes or no? All right. So, in fact, the whole sentence is going to be that. All right. Now, what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to maybe change this to green for now. Okay. That's this part for now. Okay. And here is my khabar. نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Is that okay? Yes or no? I'm going to maybe change this back to black. I don't know why I made it red. But it's okay. Black is good here. All right. Now, نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Can you tell me what type of jumla this is? Jumla fi'liya, right? The fi'l is at the very beginning of it. Excellent, barakallahu fikum. Okay, what's the fi'l? Remove the attached pronoun from the equation, as if the attached pronoun doesn't exist, right? All right, excellent, brother Mushfiq. You gave me the fi'l in the past tense with the pronoun he, hidden pronoun he. That's excellent. But in the actual ayah, it is nadribu, correct? Okay. Ignore the attached pronoun. Remove this from the equation completely. Tell me, what is the pronoun of nadribu? The pronoun of nadribu is close, Sister Nadia. It is we. Very close, Sister Mariam. It is hidden pronoun we. Excellent. Remember, how would I say hidden pronoun he for nadribu? That would be yadribu. Excellent. How would I say hidden pronoun she or you? Tadribu. How would I say hidden pronoun I? Adribu. Excellent. Nadribu is hidden pronoun we. Right? Remember that? Kind of refresh your memory there. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Nadribu. And now the ha. What is the ha now? It's the maf'ool. So by the right, we don't consider the noon to be the pronoun. The noon is just the beginning of the fi'il, right? It's the beginning, the letter that begins the fi'il, the present tense. Right? Otherwise, you would have to consider... Brother Mushfiq, sorry. Yeah. This is how it's laid out in the books of grammar, that the he, she, you, I, we is one category and they're all hidden pronouns. And as you might remember, they're all marfu with the dhamma, mansub with the fatha, majzum with the sukun, right? So they're classified, categorized as one in that manner. Is that okay? All right, alhamdulillah. Okay, what is the maf'ul, ya jama'a? Maf'ul is ha. Excellent. Very nice. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. I forgot to ask you about the fa'il. But yes, the fa'il is hidden pronoun we, right? That's, I think, an obvious part. The maf'ul, but I'll call it maf'ul number one, is ha. Okay. Remember, related to fa'il, just like we had related to khabar, which was harf jar ism majrur, related to fa'il is also harf jar ism majrur. Do we have a related to fi'il here? We did this last class, if you might remember, right? Do we have a related to fi'l? We have linnasi. Excellent. Well done. Related to fi'l linnasi. Is it the same terminology in Arabic for related to fi'l and related to khabar? Yes, yes. So the terminology is used. Muta'alliq bil fi'l, muta'alliq bil khabar. That's how they describe it. This, by the way, is the terminology of a certain sets of books. Other books are more fancy in their terminology. I would say needlessly. And even like, you know, when I was studying and I was reading Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen's book and whatnot on this, and he would also say this is like needlessly, like, you know, wordy for no reason. So it's not just like, you know, like, it's not my opinions that I'm making up, even though I felt that way. Even like major scholars who teach that stuff also comment the same way. So this is the one that I feel is like a nice in between, alhamdulillah, that we can take. All right. Okay, excellent. Linnasi related to fi'l. Perfect. I have related to fi'l. Now the question is, what do we make of la'allahum yatafakkaru? Okay, quickly I will scroll up. Okay. Don't worry. I'm just gonna show you something. One of the things you want to study is this part. What is this part? Sentence as a maf'ul. Oh boy. Now, again, like I said, this is an introduction to a new concept, an advanced concept that will come in detail later. Yes? All right, very good. As long as you understand that, I am a happy camper. Okay, let me add like a letter here. And let me put this whole guy. Well, I mean, I can add a period. That's okay, right? And that is in green. Now, I'm going to select this jumla right here. And I'm going to color it into this nice light blue. Okay? So it stands out as what? A jumla within a jumla. Here you have your matryoshka dolls with a jumla inside a jumla inside a jumla. Remember the matryoshka dolls? Yes, you might remember them. All right. So here you are. Okay. La'allahum yatafakkarun. Yes. Okay. La'allahum yatafakkarun. Yes, that's a good one, Rasani. But now we're in Ramadan, yaakhi. Come on. La'allahum yatafakkarun. Yes, Sister Nadia, it always covers that. Now, let me show you something else from the book. Where is the book? It always covers everything there. Yes, Sister Nadia, you're correct. Everything after Linnasi? Yes, indeed. Everything after Linnasi. Okay, if you might remember, Inna and its sisters, right? Remember Inna and its sisters? One of the sisters of Inna is what? Which one is it that in the ayah that we have? The ayah, right here. Okay, tell me. La'alla, perhaps, right? Did you all spot that? One of the sisters of Inna that is in the ayah that we're studying. Okay. All right. Now let's actually take an example of La'alla from the book. Okay. La'alla kum tashkurun. See this one right here? La'alla kum tashkurun. Yes or no? Okay, let's take a minute to look at this example by itself, just so that we can get like our hands or like our feet wet, inshallah. Okay, la'allakum tashkurun. I will say harf nasb here is what? Is la'alla. Very good. Right? Are we okay with la'alla being the harf nasb? Because it's one of the sisters of Inna. Okay. Ism Inna is. Ism Inna is. Kum, very nice. Barakallahu fikum. Okay, now khabar of inna is the hint is very obvious for you. The sentence in green, right? Tashkurun. Okay. Tashkurun is a jumla fi'liya, right? As you have all, many of you have correctly pointed out. MashaAllah, jazakumullah khairan. Oh, sorry. Jumla fi'liya. So the fi'l is what? What's the miskeen fi'l? The fi'l, sorry. The fi'l is tashkuruna. And the fa'il is the, Brother Ryan was correct with that one, is the, wow, representing you all. Or they. Which one is it representing? It's representing you all. How would I say they? They would be yashkuruna, right? Yashkuruna, they are thankful. Tashkuruna, you all are thankful. Perfect. Barakallahu feekum. Excellent. Okay, so this is the way the sentence breaks down, right? La'allakum tashkurun. What's the translation of this sentence? La'allakum tashkurun. I'll show you what la'alla means. Perhaps you all may be grateful. Hopefully you may be grateful so that you may be grateful. La'alla actually has like multiple usages in the Quran. Do you know the ayah of fasting, right? The one that says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alladhina min qablikum. How many of you have heard that ayah before? Right, you've heard that ayah perhaps? Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, so how does that ayah end? La'allakum tattaqoon. It tells you that if you, like the fasting that's prescribed to us, it's so that you can attain taqwa. You can become a person of taqwa. Also, it has what's called taraji, hope. Allah is hoping that fasting can train us to the point where we become people of taqwa. Maybe it's not a guarantee for some people. Fasting doesn't change them at all. They're exactly the way they were before Ramadan. But the hope is that Ramadan can transform a person. Okay? And subhanAllah, it's a beautiful organic transformation. Not like a forced transformation because of some pain or because of some outside force being applied to them. Okay? So this is actually like the both the meanings, as you can see, are complementary. Right? Yes or no? La'allakum tashkurun. So that you may be thankful. Perhaps you will be thankful. Right? Now, la'allahum yatafakkaroon. Does it look exactly the same as la'allahum la'allakum tashkuroon? Does it look exactly like the same in terms of its structure? Right? It's actually identical. Alhamdulillah. Okay, very good. I'm glad we saw that. Where are we? Where is this guy gone? Okay, hold on. Mike software can't handle my jumping between the screens. I think I was like my dad. Whenever I would like show him something on the screen, like not even like something like to learn, just and I would scroll and he would get very angry. He's like, what are you doing? Why are you scrolling so fast? I'm like, I'm not. I'm just scrolling. So I guess, you know, Mike's word is kind of, you know. All right. Alhamdulillah. La'allahum yatafakkarun is exactly the same. Now, here is the interesting part here. You ready, people? We have a fi'il, fa'il, maf'ul number one, related to fi'il. And la'allahum yatafakkarun. The whole sentence is going to be maf'ul number two. All right, its analysis is exactly the same as the one we just did here. La'allakum tashkurun, identical analysis. All right, harf nasb, ism inna, khabar inna, which is a jumla fi'liya. Okay, identical. Okay, but what's interesting about it is that the maf'ul number two is a sentence, Maf'ul number one answers the question, what? What is Allah giving? He's giving examples. Why is he giving examples? That's question number, maf'ul number two. You see that? And that is often the role that la'alla plays. Often. All right? Now, let's actually try to translate the sentence and see how that comes together. Okay? So we already said, and these examples, right? وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ. Now, ضَرَبَ يَضْرِبُ means to strike. But in this case, ضَرَبَ يَضْرِبُ means to give an example. Okay? You might be wondering how the two are related, right? ضَرَبَ to strike. ضَرَبَ to give an example. Well, one explanation is that when you give a good example, it's like it strikes, like it's like hitting the nail on the head, right? It's like hitting the nail on the head and you've struck a chord or something. That's literally what they say, okay? So that is a usage of it. Now, spanking someone teaches them an important example. Excellent. Ahsan, Ibn al-Salim. I'm going to use that maybe someday if the audience is going to be able to handle that example. All right. So, you know what? I think there's definite precedence for that, I think, in the language. Okay. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالِ. Those examples. Now tell me, people. نَضْرِبُهَا. نَضْرِبُهَا. We give, right? We struck them. We give. نَضْرِبُهَا. Look at this. Right? نَضْرِبُ فَعِلْ. فَعِلْ is we. I didn't pronounce we. And ha is the مَفْعُول. And this ha, it's not just it. It is referring back to the amthal. Right? So it will be, we give them. Linnasi. Linnasi is for the people. MashaAllah. Now the question is why? Why does Allah give examples? لَعَلَّهُمْ so that لَعَلَّهُمْ they يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. From the root letters فَكَّرَ تَفَكَّرَ to ponder, to reflect, so that they reflect or ponder. Yeah, do you see? Maf'ul number one, which is our ha here, right? Let me color this guy, maf'ul number one, as maybe purple. Okay? We give them. Correct? That is maf'ul number one, what? Maf'ul number two, which is why? You with me? Why? Oops. Sorry. There. Why? So that they will reflect. What was the example in the beginning of the ayah? About the Quran. If Allah had sent it down on a mountain, the mountain will crumble. Right? If people could understand the power of the Quran, they wouldn't, like the ego would crumble. The stubbornness would crumble. That's what would happen if you were to understand like the gravity of the message of the Quran. And like the reality that you are literally reading the words of the creator of the universe. Right? If you could understand the gravity of that. Allah says these are examples that Allah gives. Those examples we give them for people. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so they may reflect. And it tells you the point of the Quran is not just like rote reading for the sake of barakah and just ajr. The point of the Quran is so that you can reflect on it. Not even just like basic understanding, the point, like the desired place we want to be is a place we are reflecting on Allah's words. And that is like a, like that's where the, you know, the juice is worth the squeeze. If I could use like a Texan idiom, right? Like that's where you get so much value. Because the reflection on the Quran at any level is great, but a level where now the relationship with Quran is a relationship of reflection, now you are, mashallah, elevating. Alhamdulillah. Yes, alhamdulillah. That is definitely Sheikh Abdul Nasser's idiom, alhamdulillah. But the Raid asks, so it's ha because grammatically amthal is singular feminine. Absolutely. Amthal is singular feminine grammatically, and that is why this ha is singular feminine, because it refers to al amthal. Is that, can everybody see that? It is indeed the rabit. Very good, Brother Raid. Ahsant. Can you also see the point of maf'ul number 2? Can you all see that as well now? Even if, like, again, the expectation isn't that you're able to spot it right away, but can you see how maf'ul 2 is a sentence? Alhamdulillah. Okay, so this is an introduction. Alhamdulillah, right? So this is the introduction to it. Alhamdulillah, and we will do more of it. Jazakumullah khairan. Is it always a sentence? A maf'ul 2 doesn't always have to be a sentence. But in this case, maf'ul 2 is a sentence. Okay? Sometimes, as we'll see, even the one and only maf'ul will be a sentence. Which is something we could, when we study the translation of that ayah, it will make sense how, right? Just like once we've done the translation, it makes sense why the sentence is fitting so nicely. So it is a sentence within a sentence in it. You're right, sister. Oh, you know what? Actually, Sister Halima, you're right. There's another sentence there. If you want to be really tricky, you can make it. Oh, man. But I didn't do the analysis of this. I didn't like write this down because that would have been too many, like, you know, interesting tabs. Yeah. But you are correct. Absolutely. Alhamdulillah. All right. Barakallahu feekum. Let us go to the last topic, which is no longer a mubdal and badal. Okay. No longer a mubdal and badal. What happens if the word after the pointing ism does not have an al? What happens to that word then? Right, that's the question we're trying to answer. What happens when the word after the pointing ism does not have al? Okay, well, what happens is the following. Let's take a look at the example in the this one. Inna hadhihi tazkira. Ready, people? What does tazkira mean? Tazkira, can you guess what tazkira means? Oh, that's with the za. Right? Tazakka. Or tazkiya. With the za. Tazkira with the za from the root letters. Zakara. Right? Zakara yadhkuru. A dhikr is remembrance. Right? Remembrance. And that means you're mindful of something. Absolutely. Alhamdulillah. Tazkira is a reminder. Excellent. Ahsantum. Okay. Is this pointing ism mubdal and is this badal? Yes or no? No. Why do you say no, ya people? No al. Excellent. It is not a badal. Right? It's not a mubdal. So it's called mubdal plus badal. Since no al, and also, of course, just for the sake of completion, the properties don't all match, right? This is definite and this is indefinite. Right? That's why there's the fourth one is the cross right there. All right. Translation of this, ya people. What would this be? Inna hadhihi tadhkira. How would you translate that? Very nice. Indeed, this is a reminder. Barakallahu fikum. All right. The ism inna here, or the harf of nasb is inna. The ism inna is going to be, very quickly, hadhihi. Very nice. And my khabar of inna is going to be tadhkiratun. Excellent. Barakallahu fikum. Very nice. All right. Great job. Next example. Wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. Do you remember this example? This is the ayah. We did this before when we were studying our favorite lamb, which was the slipping lamb. All right. Is dhalika and la shaheed, is this mubdal and badal? Yes or no, people? Mubdal and badal, no. Because no al and the properties don't match, right? Just no al is fine. Perfect. Alhamdulillah. So as you noticed in the translation of the ayah before, right? When there is, it's not mubdal and badal, it becomes a jumla. This is a reminder. You see? It's no longer this reminder. It becomes this is a reminder. That's what happens when the al is not there. That's what happens when it's not mubdal and badal. All right. Let's go back to innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. Okay. Let us add is as in like it becomes a jumla ismiya. Right? Yes. You add is. If it's not mubdal and badal, correct. So sahib. Okay. Now, what is the meaning of shaheed? Quickly remind me, people, one more time. Before we, shaheed is witness. Excellent. Shaheedun, witness. Okay. All right. Let's translate this sentence. Wa innahu wa means and. Innahu, and this is referring to the human, by the way. So, innal insana li rabbihi lakanut wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. So, it's referring to the human. So, indeed, he, right? Indeed, he. Very good. Okay, wa innahu. All right. Now, I need my khabar. So, you can, excellent. He is upon that, ala dhalika, shaheed, la shaheedun, a witness. Or you can also say, he is a witness over that. Yes or no? Ala dhalika, la shaheed. Now, why did I emphasize over that part? Well, generally the order of my sentence is I have ism inna, then I have khabar inna, and then I have related. But here the related came before the khabar. So it is emphasized in one way. How come I have two emphases on he? How come two emphasis before he? Two emphasis on he? Well, one is from inna, right? The first one is from inna. Well, that's not very obvious. Let me get like a better color. Okay, let's get blue. One is from inna, right? All right, that's one is from inna. So we'll add one there. And the second one is from la. Second one is from la. The slipping lam. Right? So this is this is two emphasis or twice highlighted from the or twice highlighted by the sentence. One's by inna and the other by la. Okay? وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. Now, I want to refresh your memory about the slipping lamb. I will not try to. I will not let you try to forget about it, Ya Brother Salim. All right. Okay. The lamb is for emphasis. Okay. Its role is that it emphasizes the mubtada. You remember the ayah, لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ, right? Remember this ayah? Where is it? Right there, right? لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ. So here you have the مُبْتَدَى خَلْقُ, emphasized by the لا, right? That is actually the point of the لا. There's a hadith that I think is very pertinent because we are in Ramadan. The Prophet would say, where is it? He said, لا خلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. لا خلوف, لا means what? Emphasis. خلوف الصائم, وخلوف فم الصائم, the smell of the mouth of the fasting person, أطيب عند الله, is purer in the sight of Allah than من ريح المسك, than the smell of misk, subhanallah. Okay, so this is the idea of the lam that emphasizes. Lam is for emphasis. Lam al-muzahlaqa emphasizes the mubtada. Okay, if the ism inna is right next to inna, the lam emphasizing ism inna slips to the next part of the sentence. The next part being khabar. And if there's no khabar, to the related to khabar. Okay? That is what happens. This is how the language is. Okay? But today we'll see the example of when, inshallah, it slips. And then also the example of when it doesn't have to slip. All right, both examples we'll see, and both of them are actually talking about our pointing isms. Here, this is, alhamdulillah, you've done well with the translation. I'm going to quickly skim through the analysis. Harf nasb is inna. My ism inna is who. My khabar inna is. Khabar inna is. What do you think, people? Khabar inna is shahidun, la shahidun, same fine. It's same good. Same thing. Sorry. Shahidun. Okay. And related to khabar. Ala dhalika. Very nice. Ala dhalika. Ahsantu. Right? So this is so far so good. Yes, alhamdulillah. This is not that difficult. Now, we look at another one. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً. I have only three more examples left. This is one, and then there's two more. This one is quicker. Okay. Quick question for you. ذَٰلِكَ is my pointing ism. آيَةً is my is the ism afterwards. Okay. Is this مُبْدَل and بَدَل? ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً. No, because it is, there is no al. And in fact, here, this is actually wrong. Not a mubdal plus badal. No al, and also something interesting I'm gonna do. Let's see if you can tell me. The status is not the same either, is it? Because fi ذَلِكَ, ذَلِكَ is actually majrur. And ayatan is mansub, right? Okay, very nice. Barakallahu feekum. Okay, please tell me, what is my harf nasb? Let's do it quickly. Harf nasb is inna. Excellent. What is my ism inna? Think about it for a sec. Tell me, people. Ism inna. Ism inna. MashaAllah. Ahsanta ya Badal Mushfiq. And Sister Maryam. Ahsantuma. Ahsan. I'm waiting to say Ahsantum. Come on, guys. Someone also tell me the answer. Ayatan. Yes, Ahsantum. Well done. All right. The ism inna is ayatan. Or la ayatan. Very good. No problem, Sadi. I know you meant ayatan. Alhamdulillah. No problem. Notice here the slipping lamb. Here, the slipping lamb, miskeen, doesn't have to slip. Ism inna is not right next to inna. Ism inna is separated by inna, right? Ism inna is separated from inna by this fi dhalika. Yes or no? Yes, it is, right? Alhamdulillah. So in that case, my la, the lam for emphasis, stays on ayatan, my ism. That's why I was telling you guys, the lam does not emphasize shaheedun or lafi khusrin, etc., etc., right? It emphasizes the ism inna. All right, khabar inna is not there. And related is fi dhalika. Please translate inna fi dhalika la ayatan. Inna fi dhalika la ayatan. Inna fi dhalika la ayatan. Indeed, a sign is in that, right? Indeed, a sign is in that. Yes or no? And the sign part is emphasized how many times? Once by inna and once by ayatan, right? So you see there's two. Yes, alhamdulillah, is in that. Now, when you say a sign is in that, what you're actually saying is, indeed, a sign is present in that, right? Yes or no? A sign is present. It's there, like ka'inun aw mawjudun. It's there. So that's what the ayah is referring to. Inna fi dhalika. Indeed, a sign is present in that. Whatever Allah is mentioning before, the story of a prophet, something that Allah has created, in that, there's a sign. You get it, people? So that was a good recap of our slipping lam, yes? I wanted to do that. I didn't want it to just like let it slip. Very bad. All right. Okay. رَبِّ جَعَلْ Last two examples that are related. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. Okay. What does wa mean, ya people? What does wa mean? Wa means and. Alhamdulillah. What about إِذْ? إِذْ when? أحسنتم. Okay. قَالَ means he said, right? Very good. But now you have Ibrahimu, yes? Ibrahimu, so this would be Qala Ibrahimu would be Qala Ibrahimu would be no, Ibrahim said, right? It's Qala Ibrahimu, when Ibrahim alayhi salam said, outside fine, Ahsant. Rabbi, my Lord, ij'al, this is a, what type of fi'il? Command, ahsantum, right? Ij'al, translate that please. We know ja'ala, right? Ja'ala, yaj'alu, ij'al. You make, ahsantum, right? You make. Hada, this. Now, baladan, a city, right? A city, okay, very good. Land as well is good, alhamdulillah. Balad, generally city. Like a town, okay? Today, in modern times, balad is used for like a country, right? But in the Quran, generally is referring to like a small town or a city. Okay. Aminan. Aminan. Peaceful. All right. Excellent. Barakallahu fikum. So what would the translation actually be? It would be when Ibrahim said, put it together, my Lord, make this a safe city. Correct? A city safe, i.e., a safe city. What would these two guys be, yeah, people? Manu'ud, Na'at. Right? Manu'ud and Na'at. All right. Is Hada and Baladan, is this Mubdal and Badal? No, because Noal, alhamdulillah. So now we get this point, I think, really well. Alhamdulillah. Okay, now let's look at the analysis of the highlighted sentence, ij'al hadha baladan amina. Okay, let's look at ij'al. This is jumla fi'liya. Ij'al is my fi'l, correct? My fa'il, exactly, they're not interchangeable. My fa'il isn't brought on you, ahsantum, right? That's the pronoun of the fi'il, and that's my fa'il, right? Hidden pronoun, you. You make. Maf'ul. Number one. Mm-mm. First, mansub ism. Yes, Sister Halima. Hada. Very good. Hada is your maf'ul number one. What is my maf'ul number two? Second, mansub ism. Baladan. Excellent. Right? So again, here the concept of maf'ul comes from the sentence. Make what? Make something into something. You see? The meaning gives us how many maf'uls there are. Alright? Or if, as we will learn later, you can differentiate between different types of maf'uls. There's a maf'ul that describes what, there's this maf'ul that describes why, right? Maf'ul bihi, maf'ul li'ajlihi, right? There's different categories. That's when we get to ajrami, inshallah. Don't you worry. But all of that comes from meaning. The source of how we figure out how many maf'uls there are is the meaning. You see the meaning? Make this a safe city. So that's why you have to have two maf'uls. Make something into something, right? Maf'ul 2 defines maf'ul 1, or it tells you what maf'ul 1 is going to like become into here in this case, right? Because the fi'l is to make, right? Right? So maf'ul to is what's going to be made into, sorry, maf'ul one will be made into maf'ul to. Unfortunately, Brother Salim, that isn't, there isn't that one unifying principle. If you want to come up with something that is actually the meaning, is the thing that gives you the number of maf'uls and also the relationship between the maf'ul. The meaning of the fi'l will tell you. Okay? Sorry to disappoint you. Baladan Aminan also, as you've correctly highlighted before, is man'ut and na'at. Right? That's excellent. Ahsantum. Really well done. All right. That's why we can say hadha to be mansub, maf'ul. I guess if you are pointing to something, that will be maf'ul. You make pointing to this. That's correct as well. Okay? MashaAllah. Ahsant. So now this is the first one. This is the first example, right? Of the ayah. This is the first ayah. The second one is quite simple for translation purposes. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّي. Right? And when Ibrahim said, Rabbi, my Lord. Identical so far? Yes or no? Now he says, ija'al, you make, translate this one please. هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. Is this مُبْدَلْ and بَدَلْ? هَذَا الْبَلَدَ. Yes. So now please translate. Make هَذَا الْبَلَدَ. Make this city, Ahsanti, Sister Nadia. Make this city amin and peaceful. Ahsantum, Ahsantum. Very nice, mashallah. Now, this first one is from Surah Al-Baqarah. Make this city safe. Okay, I'm actually going to display this to you guys. And you know, like, as you have correctly identified here, this is Mubdal and Badal. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to actually display the meaning and, you know, inshallah ta'ala, we will finish up with that. Okay, so here is, you see, these are two ayat. Do they look very similar? They do. And is it the same person making the same dua? Is it the same person making the dua? Yes. Is it two different times that he's making this dua? Or the same time? Two times or one? Different times. All right. Okay. Here is the interesting part. This is from Surah Al-Baqarah. This dua is from Surah Al-Baqarah. It's two different times. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ibrahim alayhi salam in Surah Al-Baqarah at this point in his life is returning to Mecca. And Mecca is already established. His wife Hajar and his son Ismail are living there. Ismail has grown up. And they're about to build the Kaaba. All right? They're about to build the Kaaba, and that's like the final test of Ibrahim alayhi salam, his long life of tests. This is the final one that he's about to embark on. Probably one of the most difficult ones, considering how old he is, subhanAllah. Right? And how oppressively hot Makkah is. Okay? Now, this one is from Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14. Okay? The ayat are both in the book, by the way. The references are both there. Okay? You can inshallah look them up right now. I just want to save a little bit of time to just quickly talk about it. Surah Ibrahim is when Ibrahim alayhi salam is just leaving Hajar and Ismail, baby Ismail, alone in the desert of Mecca and walking away. And this is a dua he makes as he has walked away. All right? When he makes the dua, when the city is established, he says, هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. When he makes the dua, before there's a city, he says, make this city آمِنًا, safe. You with me, people? Now, what is the reason for this? What's the subtlety here that's very beautiful? The subtlety here is as follows. At this point, when Ibrahim is leaving Hajar and Ismail in the desert, is this a city? Yes or no? Is Mecca a city at that point? No, there's nothing in Mecca. There's no person, there's no houses, there's no crops, there's no water. It's just a valley. Ibrahim alayhi salam is calling that valley, that deserted valley, he's calling it this city. This shows his yaqeen, it shows his certainty. Like he knows Allah will make it a city for his progeny. He knows Allah will take care of his wife and his kid and make that, they won't just be by themselves in the desert. He will turn that desert into a city. He knows it. So when he's making dua, he's saying, Rabbi ja'al hadha al-balada. Amen. Oh Allah, turn this city. Like he knows for a fact it's going to be a city. Make it safe though. Make it a peaceful, safe city. And in his dua, he continues, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Save me and my kids from worshipping idols. Subhanallah. That's something he's not certain of. Whether his kids will worship idols or not, he's not sure of that. So he's making dua for that. He's making dua for, oh Allah, provide for them. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Give them fruit, which is like above basic necessities. Let them enjoy basic necessities and something more than basic necessities. Like enjoy the good life. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. Not so that they become, you know, materialistic people. No, so they become thankful to you. Because gratitude usually comes when you are, you know, in a good situation. You know, materialistically speaking. So he makes dua for that. And he makes dua for رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Make my kids those who pray. Subhanallah. Right? So all of those things that he's asking for, like he wants to, like he's really, like it really is important to him. But he has no doubt that Allah will turn that desert into a city. And that's why he says, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنَ. When he comes back, it's already a city. So he refers to it as هَذَا. There's no need to call it this city. It's already a city. هَذَا. You can just call it هَذَا. But now he's like, make this a peaceful city. Let not people fight here. Let not people quarrel here. It's blossoming. Don't stop it from blossoming. So that is a little how small the mubdal and badal, how that can change the game. All right, alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, with that, we will stop. Jazakumullahu khairan. Inshallah ta'ala, we will pick up in June. I hope to... Aminan would be maf'ul, yes, sister Nadia. Maf'ul number two. Okay, so ij'al, fi'il, and the fa'il is hidden pronoun he. Hadha, maf'ul number one, mubdal, al-balad, badal, and aminan, maf'ul number two. All right, alhamdulillah. So I'll see you all, inshallah, ta'ala, in, you know, after Ramadan in June, alhamdulillah. It will be, I hope it's a fruitful Ramadan for you all, inshallah, ta'ala. Ramadan Mubarak to everybody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to read the Quran and to transform our lives to the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to witness Laylatul Qadr. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you all will be in my du'as, inshallah ta'ala, in this Ramadan for sure. Please also keep me in your du'as, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh, yeah.